Missouri is now in fiscal year 2026. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says there are several highlights in this year's budget.
I know he did not put in what we've all kind of come accustomed to, these MOEXCELS projects, which are capital projects that go on college campuses all across the state.
Senator Doug Beck of Athens is the Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader. He agrees there are several positives in this year's fiscal blueprint.
It fully funds our schools. That's great. There is no money in there for vouchers. We appreciate that. There's $107 million for child care providers. And there's a 3% increase for higher education.
In signing the budget into law, the governor also vetoed approximately $300 million in spending. Missouri lawmakers will have the option of overriding any or all vetoes during the annual veto session, which will be held in September. Also this week, the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee took testimony on an ongoing situation involving thousands of Missourians and their health care provider. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.